There was Graff at the wedding reception, and for a man who no longer drank spirits, Big Kells tossed a goodly amount down his gullet. Tim viewed this with unease, but his mother appeared not to notice. Another thing that made Tim uneasy was how few of the other woodsmen showed up, although it was Eth Day. If he had been a girl instead of a boy, he might have noticed something else. Several of the women, whom Nell counted among her friends, were looking at her with expressions of guarded pity. That night, long after midnight, he was awakened by a thump and a cry that might have been part of a dream, but it seemed to come through the wall from the room his mother now shared, true but not yet possible to believe, with Big Kells. Tim lay listening and had almost dropped off to sleep again when he heard quiet weeping. This was followed by the voice of his new steppa, low and gruff.
"Shut it, can't you? You ain't a bit hurt. There's no blood, and I have to be up with the birdies."
The sounds of crying stopped. Tim listened, but there was no more talk. Shortly after Big Kells' snores began, he fell asleep. The next morning, while she was at the stove frying eggs, Tim saw a bruise on his mother's arm above the inside of her elbow. "It's nothing," Nell said when she saw him looking. "I had to get up in the night to do the necessary and bumped it on the bedpost. I'll have to get used to finding my way in the dark again now that I'm not alone." Tim thought,
"Yar, that's what I'm afraid of."